Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Some movement.
There better be, right?
There's some movement.
Colts lose, Packers lose, Lions lose. You got a deadline to factor in. John, can't wait for you to show your work.
Okay, so I'll address this right away. The deadline does not play a factor in these power rankings. I may mention some things that they've added, but they will only play a factor when we see what type of performance and how it affects the team. Some can be additions. Others can be subtractions. And like I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, Quinnen Williams going to Dallas. That puts him in the power surge. It puts him in the just on the outside looking in. No, there's nothing that puts Dallas on the outside looking in. And so I'll just recap real quick last week's teams. Detroit was at 1, Indy at 2, Philly at 3, Kansas City at 4, Buffalo at 5, Rams at 6. Those teams that were just on the outside looking in, New England, Denver, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Seattle, and I also got San Francisco and the Chargers, Carolina, Pittsburgh, Chicago down the list. So, teams still on the outside looking in. There's three tiers. The bottom tier has one team in it, and it's a team that they did make an addition over the trade deadline in Jacoby Myers, wide receiver. Their receiving group has not performed. They've been injured largely, but they're 5-3. And I don't even believe that they're a playoff team.
I don't either.
But they're still 5-3. So, you know, okay, well, let's see what happens here. And Jacoby Myers, last year of his deal, he's so close to getting a big contract. I just don't know that this is a positive for him. I know he wanted out of Oakland. All right, that's enough on Jacksonville. Tier two on the outside looking in. The Chargers, devastated by losing both Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt. I mean, you're talking to, you know, Pro Bowl caliber offensive linemen, both of them out for the season. They go and get Trevor Penning. We talked about that. Okay, great trade in regards to adding to your offensive line. Penning is a guard. Playing as a tackle, his pass rush win rate was one of the worst in the NFL. Now, that was as a rookie. He was banged up. He had rookie issues. But he's been a guard ever since. And he's been a sufficient guard. So they add him. You're going to ask him to play tackle. Probably not going to go well for them. Carolina at 5-4. They just beat Green Bay. Again, just keep an eye on them. Chicago 5-3. I'm not sure what we think about Chicago right now because there was a shootout against Cincinnati, but it was Cincinnati. But they're 5-3. And I think the NFC North is a very tough division. And we found that out with losing to Minnesota. Minnesota's 4-4. They're not on this outside looking in yet. I just don't believe in JJ at this point. Baltimore 3-5, starting the long road back to relevancy. Their schedule sets up, I think, in about 4 weeks. Instead of being 3-5, I think they're 7-5. They're in the mix. Pittsburgh, who leads that division, still on the outside looking in. And let me ask you this, because I said at the beginning of the season, Aaron Rodgers is going to take this team to the playoffs. He's not what he once was, but he is doing enough. I think the guy that I'm most disappointed about is, who's the receiver that they traded for? And I can't think of his name right now. DK Metcalf. Like, what in the heck is going on with DK Metcalf? He has been almost a no impact for them. Okay, tier one on the outside looking in. Tampa at 6-2, and this is where it gets really tough. Tampa at 6-2, San Francisco at 6-3, the Rams at 6-2. They got the number two scoring defense.
The Rams are not in the power surge?
No. 6-2. I'll hold on to yourself.
End.
Yeah, keep your smarm to yourself. Green Bay still on the outside looking in, 5-2-1. Lost to Carolina, lost to Cleveland. Those are two bad losses, and a tie to Dallas. Still laugh at that one. New England at 7-2, Denver at 7-2. Now, Denver at 7-2, New England at 7-2, both of them leading their division. Yet you say, well, how are they not in? It goes to their schedule. The teams that they have beaten, the teams that they have almost lost to. You know, okay, the whole goal is to win, but I just still need to see another week or two. Now, the teams that are in, Detroit is at number 6. And this is, injuries, offensive line, a lot of concerns. Run game has not been what it needs to be. Obviously, the third downs are a huge concern. The biggest concern that I didn't expect to be a concern coming out of the Minnesota game was the run defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we saw against Tampa, Aleem McNeil come out and just, he was shot out of a cannon. Some of that is just the excitement of being out there the first time in almost a year. I think he's going to be a force. He's going to continue to be a force. It wasn't their day, and a lot of it was self-inflicted wounds. So they're hanging on by a thread. Seattle is at number 5. They were not in the power surge last week, but they're a top 3 scoring defense, and I think that's the one thing. Not a lot of people are looking at Seattle as a good team. Sam Darnold is that quarterback that everybody's looking at, going, especially with the interaction that we had with him last year, especially at the end of the season.
When's he going to turn into a pumpkin?
Yes, but they're receivers, and they just added another weapon. Now, this is not playing a factor as to why they're here. They're here because of their defense and the fact that they are one of the best offenses in the NFL. Number 4, Kansas City. They were at 4 last week. I know they lost, but it was to the Bills. The Bills jump up to number 3. That was a heavyweight bout. You're looking at two teams there that I think are probably looking at the AFC title game. Mm-hmm. And so I think Kansas City, with Rashee Rice back, he is a game changer for that team. If you ever thought that, the off-the-field issues, all of these things going on with Rashee Rice, like it was going to affect this team, the only thing that affected him was when he wasn't there. Now he's back, and he is a game changer. Buffalo. I think the thing that I'm most surprised about Buffalo is that, their defense hasn't been great, but they've been good enough. And Bosa has remained healthy. If there's anything that I look to in the offseason of, Brad Holmes maybe made a swing and miss, is not bringing in a Bosa. Because the other Bosa is the one that's hurt.
Yeah.
But I think his impact there has been tremendous, and he is staying healthy. Indy is at number 2. They stay flat, even though they lost. Top offensive line in the NFL. Top 10 scoring D in the NFL with the number 1 scoring offense. And I think Daniel Jones is legit. They just brought in Sauce Gardner. We'll see what that means for their defense. Like I mentioned, it's already a top 10 scoring defense. I think it improves them, but we'll see how long it takes for him to get his feet wet there in Indy. And my number 1 team, Philadelphia Eagles. And I think Tom would probably love this.
Mr. Philadelphia?
Yeah. This is a team that it has been in the power rankings. It's been like they were, I compare them to the kind of the peak New England years where, every year after a Super Bowl, they kind of start off slow and you're like, well, what's going on with New England? And then all of a sudden, mid-season, they round into form. The offense is finding a way to get A.J. Brown the ball, Devontae Smith the ball, Saquon Barkley. Their offensive line is now rolling. They're healthier than they were, and this defense is starting to round into form as well. So they're my number 1 team.
I mean, I had the immediate gasp that the Rams aren't in. You had the Rams in last week, but they're out this week.
Well, they're just, so if you're looking
at
it,
they have the best record in the NFC, and they did beat the Colts head-to-head.
Yeah.
I think they should be in the power surge.
Okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And so for the Rams, and a lot of this can change over a week's time because I've got Detroit there at 6. They could win and drop out of the power surge next week because beating Washington with all of their injuries – without their quarterback, Marcus Mariota is going to be in there. Like, I don't really know what that does for them. And this better be a statement win for Detroit if they hope to stay in, if they really care about staying in my power surge.
Dan Campbell's speech to the team. Yeah. Look, yeah. Jansen's got you on the edge. If you want to stay in the power surge, you better show up and show out. I'm sure he'll tell them that.
Yeah.
After the deadline, Super Bowl odds changed. The Rams are equal with the Philadelphia Eagles to reach the Super Bowl in the NFC. I think the Rams have to be in it. I would have them at number 3, actually, behind Philly and Buffalo. Buffalo made a nice statement last week. And I guess at the bottom, I don't have the Lions in, by the way.
Yeah,
and
I could see that.
And I was debating Denver and Seattle for the 6th spot. I think Denver's getting vastly overlooked. They've won 6 games in a row.
And how about making a case for another team on the outside, John? The Patriots, I know you said, you know, they don't have a ton of big wins. They did beat Buffalo. So it's 7-2 and a win over Buffalo?
Well, this is the time of year too where at the beginning of the season, right, it seems hard to figure out what teams are, and then about 5 or 6 and I said last week, like, I think I have our playoff team set. Now, a week later, I think there are some teams that I didn't have in there that are going to be playoff teams and some other ones, and it may be the Lions. I'm not sitting here saying they're a team right now. They're on the ledge where they're going to go one of two ways. They could completely tank and be a team that misses the playoffs, but I still think that they're a team with Dan Campbell as the coach, with Kelvin Shepard, the way that they've played defenses, then the adjustments that they've made, getting some help back, is still a Super Bowl contender. There are a lot of teams right now that are kind of on that, are they in, are they out?
It's a mass of humanity. Bunch of teams packed in tight. It's the power surge, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business,
It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.